Time now for our Beaver Pride Female Athlete of the Week. And this week it's Sadie Lundquist, a four-point game last Friday night against Mankato. First of all, congratulations, Sadie, on a great Friday night game.
Thank you.
It sure was a fun and exciting game there Friday night. You had three assists and a goal. Talk about what that meant to you to have a career game like that.
Yeah, it was huge. The whole team was just doing well. I think that's what really was the key to it. You know, I got three assists, so I gave it to my teammates. They put it away, and that was huge. So, I mean, it looks good on paper, but they did most of the work.
You're a senior now. How fast have the 4 years gone?
They just fly by, and each year goes by faster, you know. Junior year, I thought, flew by, and now we're already halfway through my senior year. I'm trying to cherish every practice, I guess, every time I get to spend with the team. I mean, the bus rides, you know, those are so much fun with my teammates, so...
I know this year has been a lot different than last year. Your team's kind of struggling this year. What kind of things are you guys doing to get ready for this weekend? You got Duluth coming up. They're always a tough team to play. What have you been doing?
Yeah, Duluth's always one of those teams that is just a little extra incentive to do well. But, you know, we're doing everything that we have been. I don't think, you know, our record really doesn't show how we feel we've been playing. You know, the two games against Maine were tough. And even this weekend, you know, we thought Saturday, we could have beat them. We should have beat them. So, you know, I guess what matters is the end of the season. And that's really what we're looking towards building for. So, you know, we want to win more games, but we're happy with getting better each weekend and being at our best for playoffs. So.
Well, I know a couple of your teammates that I've talked to over the course of the couple of weeks have said the same thing. It's always best to play your best hockey in the second half. Obviously, you got Christmas break coming up. What's the mindset of your team?
Just kind of get a break from hockey. As much as we love it, you know, we are here all the time. And as much as we love being with each other, it's just nice to see family and other friends. So, you know, just get a little refresher. And when we come back here, people will be just ready and excited to get going again and get back to working. And it's a fun time when we're here on campus by ourselves. We get a little extra team bonding, so...
I know I've asked you this over and over again. It never fails. I turn on the Food Network, and there is Gordy's Hi-Hat. Again, Guy Fieri from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives came to your family's restaurant. That episode airs every once in a while, the repeat of it. Do you guys still get kind of an after effect of it?
Absolutely. There'll be times where it'll air, you know, just on a random, like Thursday or something. The next day we'll have 10, 15 people calling for directions from the cities or from, you know, North Dakota and stuff. So it's huge. I mean, I'm so happy for my family, my grandparents, and my dad especially. They worked so hard to keep that what it is, and I'm so honored to be a part of that.
Sure was a fun episode. I know we've made a couple of trips there as a team. Any plans on going there this year?
Oh, absolutely. Wouldn't miss it for the world. When we go to UMD, we've already got it planned out. My mom will cook for us. She's amazing. And it's just a blast to be there, get some ice cream after, really lift our spirits.
What are you majoring in here at BSU, and what are your plans after college?
I'm in sport management and business administration, and obviously I love sports, and I just want to be around them. I'd love to work in like sport marketing, PR, something like that. You know, I'm really just, as long as I'm around hockey, I think I'll be happy with what I'm doing.
What's your favorite memory of your time here at BSU?
Oh, there's way too many. I think any time we've beat those top teams, you know, the feeling in the locker room afterwards is something that you can't explain unless you've been on a team like that. So,
well, Sadie, good luck this weekend, and congratulations on Beaver Pride Female Athlete of the Week.
Thanks, Kelly.
For more information about the BSU women's hockey team, log on to beaverradionetwork.com. More of Midday Live is on the way next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.